Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is so validating for people to see themselves in the literature and to really kind of come home to like, okay, it's not in my head. I've been told it's in my head. This is absolutely real. And holy smokes, my 50 symptoms that I've had through my lifespan are actually totally written out in this book and well explained, and I'm not alone.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. Join the Autoimmune Hours Courage Club. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my honor and pleasure to be with you here. And tonight we have an interesting show. It's a kind of digging deeper into what causes autoimmune disease and disease, and we can put a hyphen in there too. Sometimes people do that. And what causes that? You know, sometimes people say, take this pill, and you're like, okay, we've covered up the symptoms, but how did I get here? How did I get here? What are some of the root causes? Tonight, we have Jessica Jimmonson. She's a functional medicine nurse practitioner from Origins Collaborative Care out of Amherst, Massachusetts. And she is wonderful at describing the autonomic nervous system response, as well as mast cell activation response, and a whole bunch of other things that are sort of behind the system. What's causing all the inflammation in your system? We can quench the inflammation, but what caught us here? And how do we stay out of it once we've quenched the inflammation, right? So I've asked Jessica to come and help lay the groundwork. We'll have her back because I know this is such a deep topic. We can't cover it in one episode. Let me give you a little bit about her bio. She was raised in Amherst, Massachusetts, and that's where Origins Collaborative Care is. Her name is Jessica Jimmonson, and she's a functional medicine nurse practitioner, as I mentioned. And she loves blending science and education. That is being a nurse practitioner, working with individuals, families, and meeting people where they're at and empowering them to understand and improve their own health, take their health into their own hands. She's all about getting us the information we need to understand what got us here. So as I mentioned, this idea of the root cause, and as I said, I think we're just going to scratch the surface tonight, but we'll have her back on for another show. So welcome, Jessica. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here, Sharon.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us a little bit about your practice, if you will.
Sure. Great. So Origins Collaborative Care is a virtual functional medicine practice out of Amherst, Massachusetts. And we really specialize in helping folks who have kind of tried everything to get well from some version of chronic illness that could look like chronic infection, like Lyme stuff, chronic fatigue, long haul COVID, autoimmune diseases. Often it's more than one autoimmune disease that people will end up with. Over time, could be intense gut dysfunction or usually lots of the above. Mast cell activation syndrome is another common diagnosis, multiple chemical sensitivity, these types of things. So often folks have tried just, you know, seemingly everything under the sun, both conventional medicine wisdom as well as alternative interventions, and come up short, really not felt like they've gotten their lives back. And my co-founder, Michaela Giles, and I opened Origins Collaborative Care a little bit over a year ago, specifically to specialize in folks like that and really have them undertake a significantly lengthy program. Our programs are 15 months to start, and that is really to take the time that is needed to heal in the way that we see it, which is really starting with the autonomic nervous system and working to bring about regulation in that autonomic nervous system such that it restores the body's capacity to heal itself. We really believe that the body is incredibly wise and both wants to heal and knows how to heal. And so our goal is to bring about that capacity to resume healing again.
Now, my definition of the autonomic nervous system are those nerves that run everything behind the scenes, like breathing, blood pressure, temperature, your digestion, maybe even your urges to avoid. Is that the right description of it? Probably does way more than that.
Yeah, that is basically the right description. Yeah. I think of autonomic as like automatic. So yeah, the things running these processes in the, you know, behind the scenes, we don't have direct control over it. However, we can influence it. Like you can influence the rate of your breathing. And by doing that, you can influence the rate of your heart beating as well. So there are things we can do to influence our autonomic nervous system function, but also it is there to keep us alive. So it will do everything it can do to keep us alive. And I think that that's actually really, really helpful to keep in the forefront of our minds, that our autonomic nervous system is always working to keep us alive. It's very wise, and it's not controlling our bodies poorly as we see it, as we experience it, if our health is declining. It's not doing that out of, you know, animosity or anger or something. There's no, you know, intentionality about that. There actually is intentionality to save you. And so in other words, if your autonomic nervous system is contributing to illness, as it so often is, it is because it is believing that that is the right thing to be doing for you right now. And so that's where we can really leverage this understanding, which I should elaborate on so that it makes more sense. But that is really a powerful truth, is that it is always working to keep us well. And so then we really need to come to that understanding before we can start leveraging the fact that we do have some influence into the autonomic nervous system function, and then that can help us to restore our health.
Oh, I know when you and I first chatted, one of the comments I had was that it's always disturbed me that there are certain people in the medical industry who talk about, well, autoimmune is the body attacking itself. I'm like, I have a real problem with that, because I too am the belief that the body is there to survive. And what is causing its irritation? You know, I mean, have you ever had a scab and you pick at it? You're telling yourself not to pick at it, but you keep picking at it. And I kind of think then that maybe that these functions that run to keep us alive are sort of like that. Like, okay, that's not supposed to be there. What are we doing about those kinds of things? So let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that go into the autonomic nervous system. Is fight, flight, or freeze an autonomic response?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all know that.
Yeah.
Most of us have heard of flight, fight, or freeze.
Yes. But I'd like to elaborate a little bit on that if I could, which is that in my conventional nurse practitioner training, conventional medicine training, I learned sympathetic and parasympathetic as the two branches of the autonomic nervous system. Sympathetic being fight, flight, and parasympathetic. They didn't really talk about freeze back then, but freeze is a parasympathetic response. But we learned about fight flight being sympathetic, and then parasympathetic being rest and digest. So almost like the good functions happen in parasympathetic, and the kind of bad stress responses, bad for your health stress responses, if they're prolonged, happen in sympathetic. But in reality, Stephen Porges proposed the polyvagal theory, which helps us understand these two branches of the parasympathetic nervous system, one being the dorsal vagus, which is freeze. That's an immobilization response. And I know that Sarah Payton does, you know, talk about that branch of the vagus as well. So your listeners will have heard that. And then there's the ventral vagus portion of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our safety and connection, social engagement system. And that is really where the rest, digest, heal, recover, you know, kind of experience all these wonderful things. And so in the medical world, so the people that we're going to in the doctor's office, usually, their perspective when they think about the autonomic nervous system is commonly still this healthy parasympathetic and unhealthy stress response, sympathetic. And that is missing a really important component that plays into chronic illness and autoimmunity and everything, which is this dorsal vagal parasympathetic branch, where there's a downregulation of our biologic processes, a turning off of our digestion. So that can go along with like constipation. Some people will just have kind of a dumping thing with diarrhea. So lots of gut dysfunction, in other words, goes along with a protection state, either a dorsal vagal state or a sympathetic state. So anyway, lots of processes kind of go into an immobilized conservation mode in that dorsal vagal state.
So in the dorsal vagal state, that sounds, if I was following this correctly, I just want to be sure, that's on the safety side. I like to think of both of them are safety, just different definitions of safety. What happens if someone gets stuck in, I think you said it was the parasympathetic system, where fight, flight, but maybe we're not in urgent fight flight where, you know, the house isn't on fire, but maybe there's some burning embers somewhere, kind of to play on a little metaphor there. What happens if someone gets stuck, maybe with that switch slightly on, like a dimmer switch, it's just running slowly in the background? Because
absolutely. And that is definitely what happens to a lot of people, or certainly a lot of the people that we work with. And so we say that the autonomic nervous system is dysregulated when, instead of interpreting a safe environment, like you and me, hopefully sitting here comfortably, you know, in our safe environments with hopefully the things that we need to survive, but yet due to either, you know, childhood traumas, but even little t traumas, so attachment issues, even something as small as a caregiver in our infancy had another child that was sick that they needed to attend to. And so our own feeling of need for connection, remembering, I should give the background that it's a biological imperative to have to be connected and protected by your tribe, to be accepted by your caregivers. Mammals, this is a mammalian fact that we have to have community, because as mammal infants, we are not able to care for ourselves. So we rely on others of our species for survival. And that is built into our autonomic nervous system, which is keeping us alive. And so we need to have that safety and security of our caregivers attending and attuning to us. And it's so easy to have a distracted parent or a busy parent or a sick parent or a depressed parent who is then unable to meet some of those needs. And the initial state of protection when the autonomic nervous system of, let's say, the infant, but this is true of all of us at all times, the natural move out of a state of connection and safety is into first sympathetic. That's our default state of protection, which is the mobilizing state. And that's fight flight is how we usually call it. So in other words, we would try to mobilize resources to be able to resolve the threat, the perceived threat. But in infancy, this, the most common perceived threat would be this lack of attunement of a caregiver, you know, a baby crying, some need has arisen and that response not getting met, or that need not being met. And so the mobilization is like screaming, crying, you know, that's all an infant can do. Now, if that need still doesn't get met, the next, you know, if you exhaust your resources and the autonomic nervous system deems mobilization is not going to get this need met.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The being, the infant or person, goes into a collapse state, this dorsal vagal conservation mode. And that might look like kind of giving up. You may have seen kids kind of, you know, go into a give up, you know, limp type mode. And of course, it's heartbreaking. We instinctively want to protect that baby. Yes. But that's really what we do as adult humans when we have become dysregulated in such a situation where the body or the autonomic nervous system has decided it's not going to be able to get its needs met with mobilization. We can go into this dorsal vagal collapse mode where it's shutting down functions in our system to conserve. Back to your question about getting stuck in, you were saying sympathetic, you can get stuck in either sympathetic or dorsal, or kind of stuck between them. And really, the way that we discuss it at Origins Collaborative Care is this dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system, meaning that there is current safety, but because of all the historical experiences, which the autonomic nervous system remembers every single one of, even though we don't, because of those situations and experiences, the autonomic nervous system has decided best to be in a state of protection now anyway. Okay, for whatever reason.
And forever.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because it's reminded, again, we come back, it's a wise autonomic nervous system. It believes that that is the way to protect and keep us going now. Not understanding, of course, not having the long game, right? Not understanding, well, wait a minute, if I stay in this state of protection too long, my being, you know, my organism here, my host, is not going to be able to complete all of the healthy behaviors of life, all of the maintenance and upkeep and repair and growth. The autonomic nervous system is just right now trying to keep you alive. It's not trying to plan for the future. Just get through this moment. We can get stuck. And often we kind of have defaults. I don't know if you're familiar with Deb Dana's work. She really works closely with Stephen Porges. Mm-hmm. And she both explains the polyvagal theory very beautifully and accessibly. She also has some wonderful, very doable exercises to bring us into awareness and maybe have some self-compassion about our autonomic nervous system's responses and how it is wise, except it may not be serving us well right now. And so we can start to shift how our autonomic nervous system, you know, what the inputs are for our autonomic nervous system, so that the system can start to detect the safety that exists in this moment, and then therefore allow health to emerge in the being again.
And it reminds me of, I'm thinking of the guard or the sentry who's standing there through thick and thin and refusing to believe that anything has changed until we can convince it, you know, that we are safe now.
Exactly. And I love that analogy because that's kind of how I explain what mast cells are also. They are like our little guardians or our little sentries, like standing guard all around our periphery, everywhere where we interface with the world. So our skin and our mucosa and all this, actually all the tissues of the body, but those are the most prevalent places. And because our autonomic nervous system interacts so closely with our immune system, and the mast cells are the very first responders in our innate immune system, they get really dysregulated when our autonomic nervous system is really dysregulated. And really, this is how we then progress. This immune dysregulation is what I call it, because it really goes along with this autonomic dysregulation, experiencing or perceiving threat when there's actually safety right now. So in medicine, we use the word inappropriate, meaning, you know, inappropriate inflammation response. Like, you don't really need an inflammatory response, but you're getting one because the system is inappropriately or incorrectly perceiving threat when there isn't.
That old system, that old computer system, garbage in, garbage out, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the wrong information going in that this is no longer a threat, or maybe perhaps it was a threat when I was an infant, but no longer a threat as an adult,
exactly,
type of thing. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk some about the mast cells and this immune dysregulation too, and how the two play together, the nervous system being dysregulated as well as then I want to know which is the chicken and which is the egg, or if that's even possible. No. So I'm just setting the place for us. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone. It's been a great show so far. I am just, honestly, I geek out on understanding our autonomic nervous system and how it plays into, it's amazing if you think about it, how it keeps us safe and it remembers how it kept us safe. And sometimes it's not always the best response as an adult. I'm thinking about my grandkids who do things at, you know, 3, 4, 5, that are fine, but you certainly don't want them doing them at 30, 40, and 50. So kind of seeing it, maybe that's what's happening. It's running from an old script or something. So we're here with Jessica Jemison, and she's from Origins Collaborative Care. And one of the things they specialize is in really these complex, you've had a lot of diagnoses, you know, you feel like you've done everything you can. And what I love is they're all about, well, let's dig deeper to find the root, because to me, a diagnosis is just the start of the discovery process. There's always something behind that I'm noticing now as I'm continuing to dig more and more. I'm like, okay, beyond the diagnosis, why is the body doing what it's choosing to do? I completely agree with Jessica's idea or comment that, you know, the body isn't doing this out of spite or malice. This is what it does and how it's been, you know, for millennia. We just have to learn how to reorganize, how to help it understand we're no longer in danger. So this has been fascinating. The autonomic nervous system has fascinated me for a long time in understanding how to calm myself, how to create safety for my body and environment. You mentioned about the immune dysregulation as well. Now, I'm a little confused, maybe. Is there a chicken and egg? Do we know, does the autonomic nervous system dysregulate first and then the immune, or is it environmental and the autoimmune system dysregulates? And then, I mean, I'm kind of confused.
Well, there's good reason for your confusion. It definitely depends who you ask.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that there's consensus on this question at all. I will definitely share with you what my belief is. I believe that the autonomic nervous system is likely dysregulated first. And I will share kind of the cascade that leads me to believe this, that when the autonomic nervous system neuroceives, and I'm turning Stephen Porges' word of neuroception into a verb, taking the liberty. So perceive, except it's below our perception. It is below our awareness. It's happening all of the time, and we do not have any conscious awareness that our autonomic nervous system is reading for signs of threat and danger mm-hmm. between mammals. So in the interactions that we're having, also in the environment around us, as well as within our body. So always scanning for signs of danger from signals within our body as well.
So like a little radar machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Pinging all around its environment, trying to figure out where things are. Okay.
Yes. And is there safety or is there not safety? And when the determination of neuroception is lack of safety, the very first thing that happens is that our hypothalamus secretes corticotropin-releasing factor. And so that is the initial message of, hey, there's a problem. And corticotropin-releasing factor is the message that then ends up leading to our cortisol and adrenaline stress responses from our adrenal glands. So it goes HPA axis. You might have heard of the HPA axis, hypothalamus pituitary adrenals. And that's what we think of as the stress response. But the very first little particle there, the first hormone, is that corticotropin releasing factor. And what happens is that on its way, that is supposed to be received by the pituitary to then put out the next message, which goes to the adrenals. But our mast cells, which, as I mentioned, are our most primitive, earliest innate immune responders, have corticotropin-releasing factor receptors on them, meaning that these immune cells, which are these little guardians that just have a wildly inflammatory response when they get triggered, go ahead and release their contents, which mediates a bunch of inflammation in the system, when corticotropin-releasing factor is released. So if we have this pattern of the adult and their nervous system responding as if it should have when it was a baby in a certain situation, but now, as you're saying, this, you know, thing that didn't serve us doesn't serve us so well today, even though it served us well at some point, we're having all this corticotropin-releasing factor released because our nervous systems are neuroceiving threat. And now our immune cells are responding in kind with huge amounts of inflammation. Inflammation is a tricky thing because it's this function which is both life-saving and necessary, kind of like our protection responses from our autonomic nervous system, life-saving and necessary. And yet, when gone awry, when let just kind of run rampant, can end up really being injurious to us, autonomic nervous system-wise and immune-wise.
I think inflammation is one of those things that I hadn't even considered. I knew the word, like you sprain your ankle, you get a little inflammation, throw some ice on it. I didn't understand the deep processes of inflammation and how it plays into an autoimmune response. And as to me, it's the just one of these multi-layered puzzles that you just feel like you're playing, what is that, three-dimensional chess at all times. It's just surprising to me.
Absolutely.
Mast cell activation syndrome is really popular in the literature right now. And I know it's partly because we're beginning to understand all of the processes of the body and the response at a deeper level. I'm just a little worried that...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some people will start to, you know, say, oh, that is sort of the disease du jour or something like that.
We're definitely hearing people say that. However, yes.
Right. Which worries me because I've seen and heard of great things happening when people have wellness and optimization of their different systems, including how to treat mast cell activation syndrome, how to treat an overactive autonomic nervous system. What are some things that we should be aware of or look at? Because I don't want people going to their healthcare professional and just being told it's all in your head again. Oh, I heard about mast cell activation, like I said, not just here on my show, but I'm reading it in numerous places. And the more I study, it's all at this deeper level. I'm reflecting on the time of maybe 30 years ago when fibromyalgia was called the disease du jour. And now we're realizing it's a real thing. And I don't want people to get dismissed.
Yeah.
That, I guess that's my big thing. So what are some of the things that we could say, like a checklist that I should be aware of?
Well, first, let me say mast cell activation syndrome is absolutely real. No question about it.
I agree.
And I highly recommend people read Lawrence Afrin's book, Never Bet Against Occam, if they feel like they may have mast cell activation, because it is so validating for people to really see themselves in the literature and to really kind of come home to like, okay, it's not in my head. I've been told it's in my head. You know, this is absolutely real. And holy smokes, my 50 symptoms that I've had through my lifespan are actually totally written out in this book and well explained, and I'm not alone. That is incredibly validating and helpful for many people. That said, mast cell activation syndrome in its primary form, which is like, this is the underlying problem, so to speak, that is believed to be related to mast cell regulatory gene mutations. And we don't have the labs yet to be able to test people and prove that that is what's going on in a person. In this country, we don't have that. I have come to the place where, and I totally treat mast cell activation syndrome, by the way. So it's not, I believe 100% in it. There's no question. But I also have come to the place now where I know that everybody struggling with chronic illness of whatever sort has activated mast cells. Whether it's primary mast cell activation syndrome with gene mutations, or it's secondary activation of the mast cells, meaning that infection, chronic infection are triggering the mast cells to be activated, or parasites, or yeast, or toxicity, or simply a dysregulated autonomic nervous system with the corticotropin releasing factor triggering these mast cells just continuously from a state of protection to go ahead and be activated. It doesn't really matter which of those, if we have primary or secondary mast cell activation syndrome,
Because what really matters on the road to wellness is stabilizing those mast cell membranes so that they're not dumping their contents and causing body-wide inflammation continuously. And as I mentioned, the stress response, that corticotropin releasing factor, triggers mast cells to be activated and to degranulate, causing that inflammation. So we can get the best stabilization of our mast cells by getting the autonomic nervous system to respond appropriately. And I don't mean that rudely. I mean, instead of thinking that there's threat when there's not, realizing that there's safety when there's safety, so we don't over-secrete corticotropin releasing factor. And then our mast cells can settle down. And then we're not nearly as reactive to things in our environment or substances that we try to take to help us get better. We don't like over-respond with our mast cell response to those things as much.
Wow. So many questions in my head and so little time. We're going to have you back, Jessica, but let me get started here. Just want to warn my community. There's a lot to take in here, guys, because I'm thinking, you know, do we treat all at the same time, or do you treat one or the other?
Great question, Sharon.
I mean, are we dancing the do-si-do here? I'm yes. just a little confused. I mean, because I know they all are there. Inflammation is there. Do we treat that first? Do we treat the mast cell first? Do we calm down the autonomic nervous response first? You know, then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how do we deal with the daily life triggers that I may calm my system by different ways? And then all of a sudden, who knows? You hear somebody's voice and it sounds like your fifth grade teacher. Yeah. Who you didn't exactly. like. Yeah. So my mind is kind of expanding here. Too many ways. So let's, I'm going to just let you sort of narrow it down that when we're going, wow, this sounds like it certainly could be. What are some of the first steps that we take to begin to explore this?
Well, first, let me provide a little bit of hope, which is that there absolutely is a way forward, even when it feels like, my gosh, our systems are so out of whack and dysregulated and overly inflamed. And, you know, I'm reacting to everything that I try. There still is hope. And so I like your imagery of the do-si-do, because that really is kind of how to approach such a situation. It's like, where can we get traction first? And because people are often coming to us with enough illness, enough, you know, feeling unwell, feeling somewhat desperate, and sometimes having gone through periods of hopelessness because it feels like, my gosh, everything I try makes me worse or doesn't help, or, you know, God forbid, like they've all told me it's in my head and I need a psychiatrist kind of thing, because a lot of people right. go through that too.
And they're down to five foods or something Absolutely. That they're not reacting to. It can be pretty desperate.
Absolutely. And sadly, we know that when people's diets are limited like that, that's a recipe for creating leaky gut, which means that they're about to start reacting to those five foods, you know, which is like a disaster. And so, yes, we have to get gut integrity built back in. We have to get mast cell stabilization built back in. We've got to get the autonomic nervous system to believe that there's an element of safety, just enough safety, enough connection to be willing to turn back on those maintenance and repair functions so that the body can start restoring health little bit by little bit by little bit. And we work in exactly those realms. We start always with gut, with immune, like reducing inflammation. So it's trying to make some inroads into inflammation, the chronic inflammation, and autonomic nervous system. And we always build community into it, because part of the thing that is destabilizing or triggering to our autonomic nervous system is isolation. And people with chronic illness, usually it's been progressive and people have had to pull back and pull back and pull back from their community, their friends, their families, often friends and even partners end up in their own states of protection because they feel helpless to actually help the person get better because so many things have failed, so many attempts have failed. That is always a contributor as well. What we really look at, and the name of our business is Origins, because we believe that the origins of wellness reside in community, safety, connection, as well as healthy gut, healthy inputs, healthy food, healthy environment, et cetera. And the origins of illness really rest in the lack of what communicates safety to our system. That's the isolation and the lack of the healthy food and things kind of falling apart. Our program seeks to make inroads from all of those directions, start right out the gate, right from the beginning, because they are imperative. And each person, their own unwellness turns around from something slightly different, right? A different mix of things. We can't say, you know, this is the magic treatment that's really going to make things turn around. We've found that we really need the synergy of the different approaches. And for each person, it's a little bit different, but we absolutely personalize everything we do so that we can find that magic way in and really get the health turning around.
What are some of the things that you commonly ask someone, like, okay, if I have this and that and this, but it sounds like to me that like it's much more complex than a simple checklist of like, oh, if I have this and this and this, this is what I need to search out for.
It is more complex than that. There's a couple of things that I do want to say though. So some of the things that we're really lacking in our current culture that all of us are exposed to is we're lacking as much connection, social connection, as we were designed to have.
Oh, and the pandemic didn't help.
The pandemic really triggered stuff badly,
yeah.
And exacerbated it. So we can build in connection. We can really seek out connection, even if it's on Zoom. That is actually way better. We didn't know how well we'd be able to create community on Zoom, but we have been really, really pleased with the genuine relationships that have been built over Zoom at Origins Collaborative Care. So we can seek that out. We can seek out our connection with nature. We can seek out mammals to connect with. If people are threatening right now, you know, maybe you have a kitty or a bunny or a dog or something that you can really connect with, because mammals interact, mammal nervous systems interact. So you can get really great healing capacity from a pet as well. Seek out experiences of awe and wonder. So if for you, that is, you know, a sunset or snowflakes falling quietly or dancing in the rain or just the smell of cut grass or something, we can really seek out these wonderful experiences that exist. They occur on our ventral vagal nerve fibers. And that's the pathway associated with health and growth and restoration in the body.
Oh, that's my favorite so far.
Yes, yes.
I love awe-inspiring events.
Yes. And that's the same place where joy and gratitude and love, all of that wonderful stuff exists there, where health exists also. Physiological health relies on those nerve pathways. And so we can, and this is Deb Dana's work really, of going and seeking out these things that we know rest on the ventral vagus. Her works are great resources for people to be able to build in this polyvagal strengthening of health in their lives. Deb Dana's books, I highly recommend.
Okay, that's so fascinating to me. We need one more quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get some of Jessica's final thoughts here. And I just have a couple more questions, so we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day. And most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the seven things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the seven things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth.
A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm here with Jessica Jemison, and she is a functional medicine nurse practitioner at Origins Collaborative Care. And she's an expert in the autonomic nervous system response and dysregulation. And as you've heard, we've talked about a number of things, mast cell activation syndrome, just talking about all these processes. But one of the things that I'm curious about, because I'm hearing a lot of it, and in my own world, the more that I work on keeping my inflammation in check and in control, and I think during the holiday season that's a little harder right now than before, is this idea of inflammation. Is that kind of the fuel to all of this, or is it, how does that play? And maybe you can offer a couple of tips, like during this holiday season, how we can kind of bring that all down a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. It is getting to be well known, I think, even in the conventional medicine circles, that chronic inflammation does end up leading to a lot of dysfunction in the body or disease. I think in functional medicine, that has long been known and believed. And in conventional medicine, that is, you know, they're kind of proving it one disease at a time. Eventually, they'll realize it's all the diseases. Yes, I would say that yes. Inflammation and really chronic inflammation, because again, we want to distinguish between acute inflammation, which is necessary and life-saving, which then inflammation can, if left unresolved, can then lead to a chronic inflammatory cascade. And I think that's one of the things that really is not appreciated, is that the resolution of inflammation, like you mentioned, when your ankle gets sprained.
Right.
We just always think the inflammation goes up and then it just kind of fades away over time.
Yeah, it gets healed. It's gone.
Yeah, it just gets healed.
But my ankle's never quite the same.
Yeah, exactly. They never are the same. But actually, that resolution of inflammation is not a passive process. There is active chemistry necessary to go ahead and resolve the inflammatory cascade. So it goes up for about 2 days, peaks, and then it resolves over 7 to 14 days. And there are molecules that are necessary to allow that to happen. Some of these molecules are things that we in our culture tend to run out of, like EPA, which is that long chain fatty acid from fish oil that is really, really hard to get anywhere else. A lot of people are not eating a lot of cold water fish and not getting a lot of EPA in their diets. And we need these resolving proteins to be built out of the fish oil long chain fatty acids in order to be able to resolve inflammation. So when you just sprain your ankle and then it needs to resolve, that's one thing. We may very well have enough, we do usually have enough resolving chemistry, resolution phase chemistry, to be able to get rid of the inflammation that happened from that one injury. But when humans have this massive onslaught of inflammation, such as happens when we have over-secreted corticotropin-releasing hormone, triggering mast cells in all of our tissues day in and day out from a state of protection that is ongoing, we can run out of our resolution phase chemistry. And when the inflammatory cascade goes up and can't be resolved correctly, it necessarily creates further kind of smoldering inflammation, is the way I think of it, so that a cell that needs to have resolution and doesn't creates injured cells around it and more inflammation in the tissue. And so what we, as especially Americans, are living with is a bunch of chronic inflammation. Because if our diet isn't quite right and our, you know, air quality isn't quite right and we don't have connection with loved ones and all this stuff, we're missing things for health. Now you're out of the resolution phase chemistry and you're just smoldering. You just have smoldering inflammation in your system. That will lead to whatever your vulnerability is health-wise, that will lead to it becoming exposed. You know, for some people, that's diabetes. For some people, it's heart disease. For some people, it's cancer. For some people, you know, there's all different disease modes that can happen. And autoimmunity is often a genetic vulnerability that we'll have, you know, different versions of autoimmune disease. And those things can get recognized when we have chronic inflammation from whatever. Mast cells are reacting.
One thing I've noticed about autoimmune diseases in my exploration here is it's not a one size fits all. Even if it's the same diagnosis, oftentimes it doesn't present itself the same way. So I can see how environmental, community, social factors, all sorts of things could play into how your specific dysregulation or autoimmune condition plays out on its own terms. It's, you can't do one size fits all for any of this. If I'm trying to take away one thing from our conversation, we're going to have you back, Jessica, because I have long said getting to the root cause of all of this, the body just didn't create my dermatomyositis out of thin air. So, and I am.
That is correct.
Yes. And I've gotten quite well. I mean, I'm doing awesome. I'm what I call a thriver, but I'm still, the diagnosis, you know, still there. It's in remission, all that good stuff. But it's, sometimes you get to that place where you're like, well, that was interesting, but never again. So what did I set in place that happened? And now I'm on this journey with the show to make sure that, okay, well, never again. And what I'm loving here about our conversation, and it's pretty deep, and I know we've gone multiple ways. So Jessica, we're going to have you back, because this idea of getting to some of the root causes, because if we can put out those smoldering little embers that are all around and create real health, that to me is that golden star at the top of the Christmas tree, if I can use that metaphor there. So we're just about out of time. Please share with us any final thoughts, as well as where people can find your website, and where people can, how people can work with you, and where people can find you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so fun. We are at www.originscollaborativecare.com. Right now, we are working only in Massachusetts, but I am definitely open to getting licensed in other states if that becomes important to help people. And we are a virtual practice, so it's all on Zoom. My parting words for today would be that there's absolutely hope. There is a way to get traction into everyone's illness. And I have just gotten the privilege of witnessing so many people in such desperate health situations find a path toward recovery. I know it's possible. So I just want to say, I'm sure there's lots I didn't get to say today. And, you know, kind of bumbled around, and hopefully it was kind of followable, but there is absolutely a way forward toward health. So don't give up.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer. I didn't get there overnight, and so I have to take the long view. Sure, I would love the magic wand, but I may not get out of this overnight either. But I am a firm believer in the body heals itself. I love that, all that processes and understanding. So we'll have the list of the different books that Jessica mentioned on the website as well, so you can check those out. I'm certainly going to head over to the local bookstore. Please serve your independent booksellers, please. Anyway, that's my little plug there. We have to go. We're out of time, but that's Jessica Jimison from the Origins Collaborative Care, and we're going to have her back, guys, because there was just too much to cover in our one show here. So everyone, have a great week, whatever your adventures, and join me next week for another brand new episode. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes.
In the next few moments, take a nice, deep breath. And keep breathing, enjoying that breath as you kind of shake it all out. Let it go. That's right, just shake it out. Shake everything out. That's right. Just right. That's right. Grateful for this moment right here, right now, feeling every bit of you alive and well, feeling healing and soothing and calming energy just tingle throughout you. Getting stronger with each breath as your gratitude begins to grow. Oh, that's right. Wow. Taking the last few minutes of our time together here right now, just to enjoy this growing gratitude list that grows with each moment, each minute, each hour, each day. That's right. And coming right back now, alive, full of energy, happy to be here. Enjoy. That's right. And feeling grateful for every moment that you have right now. Go in gratitude and enjoy your day.
We apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader? Have better relationships? Become more self-aware? Be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.